This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
I'm George Reese. I'm from Farnborough, doing an electrical course.
Yep. Welcome to the Trade Show today, where we're joined by George Reese, who is doing his electrical practical training with T40S. Hi, George. How are you today?
I'm not bad. Yourself?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking, George. Could you brief us on your career up to date, please?
All I've done so far is working at McDonald's and a bin loader.
And was there anything which inspired you to enter the electrical profession? Perhaps probably your father or somebody of your family used to work in the electrical industry?
Well, ever since I was a kid, I've been taking things apart, anything between game consoles or TVs. I've just been interested ever since I was a kid, really. And also, my uncle runs his own business, so I've got some kind of background of it anyway. So
that sounds very interesting. So you are quite a technical DIY person then?
I was indeed, yeah.
How are you finding your practical training now?
I'm finding it very interesting. It's like, it's all in the lighting circuits, ring circuits. It was very interesting, yeah. I've learned a lot so far.
And are you finding your previous experience from the DIY work you have done?
Yeah.
And working in the industry, are you finding that relevant and useful in your training now?
I am finding it useful because when I was a kid, I couldn't put things back together. But hopefully I'll learn how to actually put things back together after I've actually taken things apart. So yeah, it'll be very helpful.
And are you finding now the things you have used to do before are slightly different than the way you're doing them now?
It is very slightly different, yeah. So when you take a computer apart, you've got so many different devices and chips and stuff you're looking at. You have no idea what you're looking at or nothing. Yeah, I know how to put things back in together now, yeah. It's not so complicated with all the different chips and...
And do you think the studying you have done so far is helping you towards... broadening your understanding in the electrical industry?
It is, yeah. Hopefully, after this week, I'll come back and do the rest of my week, sort of have enough knowledge to go out and have a career in the electrical industry.
And George, what are the things you have been doing so far in your practical training?
We've done lighting circuits, two-way intermediate, we've done ring final circuits, we've done all the dead testing, all the live testing, and then basically we've got to go back for all the testing again, and then we've got to get ready for a practical assessment.
I'm sure there will be people out there who are listening to the show now, and they didn't have any experience at all in the electrical industry. What would you tell them?
If you're interested in electrical, you don't have to have a background like I did. You just have to pick yourself up, keep going if you want to do it, and you'll... If you want to do something, you can achieve it if you really want to, basically.
And do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students, how they could do better in their training?
Well, what they could do is basically just be really have self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's it, really. Because if you've got the confidence, you can do anything, really.
Yeah. How are you finding the tutors in ATL Centre?
Oh, they're awesome. They always make sure you have the understanding of everything they're explaining to you. And if you still don't understand, they explain to you in a different way that you will understand.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're actually learning. And then you can actually learn how to do it in practical-wise.
And what is the big plan for you, George, after you finish your course and become fully qualified? What would you like to do?
Well, I'd like to go out there in the electric industry and actually... Learn everything you can out there, really, and probably work my way up.
And are you planning to work for a company or be self-employed at the beginning?
I'll probably work for the council at the beginning because they always have work for you. And then I'll probably just go from there, really.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan for you, George. And we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become fully qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today, George.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.